And at this time, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who come in late, we are now having a little cooking session for Blue Note right here on the scene. Putting the pot on in here. And we'd like for you to join in with us and have a ball. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to acquaint you with the Jazz Messengers. On the piano, we have the incomparable Horace Silver. On the bass, all the way from Motor City, ladies and gentlemen, one of the youngest and finest bass players in the business today, our bassist, Doug Watkins. Doug Watkins. And on the tenor saxophone, we have a new star on the modern jazz horizon, Hank Mobley. Hank Mobley. And on the trumpet, we have a perennial favorite. It's with the prophet of modern jazz, Charlie Parker. He's our arranger now and our trumpeter. The uncrowned king, ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Dorham. Kenny Dorham. And at this time, we want to do a little thing that was recorded before some of us playing up here got into the world. Beautiful thing entitled Salt Winds.
Monday night on the internet, you know it's time for Straight Ahead, and I'm Hassan. Straight Ahead Jazz every Monday night at midnight on Kill Radio here in Los Angeles. And there's no engineer here, so you just got to bear with us, but I still love you. Our phone number here is 213-252-0998 here at the Kill Radio Los Angeles Studios. And tonight we're going to have a special show dedicated to Miss Nina Simone, who had a birthday last week. And we're going to go into that in a few minutes. I love Nina Simone. God, do I love Nina Simone. I brought some of my own stuff from home, my own personal library. We're going to hear a lot of her, I think her biographer speaks it in this piece. So just relax, take off your shoes, light up a bowl, pour a bottle of cognac, turn off Jay Leno and listen to the story of a true American artist, Miss Nina Simone. Okay, and let's see, and here we go.
An audience, and the bigger the audience, the more I enjoy it. It is my life. Not all of it, but I don't have a lover right now, so it is my life.
Like any legend, Nina Simone became a symbol for people and movements through the years. But however, she was first and foremost a performer. She acted out the story of each song as if it happened to her just yesterday. Music journalist David Nathan.
It's interesting because people always refer to her as a singer. She's really not a singer. I mean, she sings, but she's really a musician. I mean, the first thing, she's is an artist who is a musician and a singer. And it's really easy to overlook that she was an incredibly talented keyboard player. I mean, those arrangements and those, the way she constructed songs on the piano and what she did in live performance at the piano was absolutely amazing. And really, there's almost no one that I can think of as comparable.
Nina Simone.
I use classical notes and projections when I do my work in the theater. It is influenced by classical. It is influenced by Bach particularly.
You can hear Nina play Bach in the middle of this song.
Tradition of the African Djali, the griot.
Nina Simone was definitely a griot, a storyteller to her audience, but she also demanded the attention of her band. Al Shackman was with Nina for over 30 years. He plays guitar and was her musical director.
She had a thing when you're talking about, you know, looking at you if something went wrong. There were times back, especially back a ways, when she would suddenly look up, and I won't mention names, but very, very astute, wonderful bass player with some attitude, and he didn't think that he needed to be at the rehearsal. And he, you know, where she went where, you know, we just said she goes. And she looked up and said, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Do you know my music?" This was at Lincoln Center.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
On the stage, on the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
That's called fearless. Nina laid it on the line no matter what the situation. She once refused to play the Hollywood Bowl because the audience wouldn't quiet down. It wasn't always chiding, though. There were a lot of sides to Nina Simone. Music journalist David Nathan.
She was certainly very intense. There's no question about that. She could be very demanding. But she also had this great sense of humor. And if you got to know her, she was wickedly funny. And I mean, and very naughty. I mean, naughty like sassy, naughty. And it was a side of her that people didn't get, the public, I don't think, really got to see much of. I mean, you could kind of hear it in some of her songs.
Nina Simone.
Yes, well, I sing Sugar in My Bowl, which is from Bessie Smith, and the audience loves it. I don't do any more by her. Oh, my goodness, man, it's talking about sex and love. And you don't see much of that anymore. I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh, so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. So they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl.
I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl, performed by Nina Simone. Singer Patti LaBelle got a taste of Nina's funny, sassy side early on in her career.
She was in the dressing room with me, and I don't know how old I was then, but I was old enough to drink wine. So anyway, at the time, I said to my person, whoever it was working with me, could you please get me a glass of wine before I go on stage, because it would calm my nerves. At least I thought it did. Maybe I was just an alcoholic and didn't know it. But, but I would blame it on nerves. So they bought me my wine, and it was in a plastic cup. And so Nina said, give it to me. So I said, give it to you? You want a drink? So she said, no, give it to me. You will not drink out of this plastic cup. Sir, sir, go and get her crystal. Crystal. I think I was calling her Miss Simone at the time. I wasn't calling her Nina. Miss Simone, I said, I want my wine right now. She said, you will not drink out of plastic. You will always drink out of crystal or nothing at all. You will be a lady if it kills you. So I said, okay. So.
Nina Simone, a fighter with high standards. Music journalist David Nathan.
There's just a lot of different things that obviously formed her personality. In my experience of her, she could be haughty. She could be arrogant. She felt that her, you know, the fact that she was a classically trained, studied musician earned her the right to be a little bit treated with a little bit more dignity. So it was, she was complex. I mean, a lot of different things. I mean, she had a certain, obviously there was an anger, which kind of came through in pretty much everything she did. But I think it was an anger born from just her outrage at the idea of not being treated as an equal citizen and as an equal human being, just because of the color of her skin.
Nina was a child prodigy at the piano and planned on being the first black concert pianist, but racism changed the course of her career. Nina Simone.
I started out as a pianist when I was 3, and I worked in the church first, and then when I was rejected at Curtis Institute of Music to be a classical pianist, I was rejected there. I was turned down for a scholarship because I was black, my dear. I then went into show business. Does that answer your question?
Nina remained angry at that rejection for the rest of her life. The same thing happened to a young singer named Odetta.
She knew, and I knew, we were little colored girls growing up in this country, that that was a long way away, you know. I knew opera was not going to be where I could go, because we'd already gotten the messages. They told me, you're not welcome.
Nina and Odetta took their talents elsewhere, and the anger came out in song. Nina Simone.
Well, I developed it because of racism. First of all, you have to understand that. I still sing and play for the American and Third World people, the American blacks and the Third World blacks. So I have an edge because I deeply regret it, deeply regret what has happened to the blacks in this country and the Third World people. So you see me singing songs of sweetness and tenderness, and you see me singing songs of deep, deep resentment of what has happened here, and I don't think it's gotten any better. Has it?
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart.
I'm Verda Mae Grosvenor, and you're listening to Nina Simone, Forever Young, Gifted, and Black. Nina Simone, who grew up in the segregated South, would face racism all of her life, but not quietly. Chris White was Nina's bassist.
We got to the train station. Our train back to New York was late, and it got continually late. We're supposed to leave at 9. It never left till 1 in the morning. I remember this like yesterday.
Right on.
Like yesterday. Bobby went to the bathroom. And when he came back out, this woman had called the station master. They went in the bathroom, found her purse, and thought that he had taken her purse. Here comes...
Weren't we out? Didn't we go for a walk?
Well, we had been around, and here comes the constabulary over, right? Now they're going to lynch Bobby, literally. So here we are, okay? Two black guys, my friend Al Shackman, and Arthur Rudolph, who looks like a Hasidim, and Nina Simone, right? Well, that's the first day I found out what it meant when I used to hear this story. There are only two things free in this world, white men and black women. Nina went off on those police.
She had a fur coat on.
That's right. She went off.
Right.
Off. And the only thing I heard was, yes, Miss Simone. No, no, Miss Simone.
Do you know who I am? I'll call the governor of the state.
Oh,
oh my God.
Nina stood up to injustice at every turn and had no fear in expressing how she felt about what was going on. To put it mildly, her approach could be intimidating.
I saw her in person at the Village Gate when I was a teenager.
Singer and poet Patti Smith.
It was pretty exciting. And she like looked at you and you like, she was scary. I was just like some skinny white girl, you know, sitting there in visual range of her, and she like looked at me like, I felt like she was singing Mississippi Goddamn, and I just wanted to say, I didn't do it, you know. I'm not like that. And she was just great.
Nina had talent enough to just be a performer and a star, but she chose instead to say something real in her music. And on stage, Nina could keep you entertained while dropping heavy statements.
She's the one singer who even turned politics into something swinging.
Jazz DJ Michael Bourne.
She was like the swinging Joan Baez. But Nina doing Mississippi Goddamn and other songs like that was right in the thick of turning her art into that political movement.
Actor and activist Ozzie Davis was in the civil rights movement for...
Okay, everybody, here we are back on Straight Ahead in this squeaky chair in the Kill Radio Studios. I got to get rid of this chair. But in the background right now is Mr. Oliver Nelson, and you're listening to an audio bio on Miss Nina Simone. We're going to go back to it in a minute. I want to thank Verda Mae Grosvenor. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing your name right. Miss who put this thing together, put this bio together. And that was interesting what Patti Smith said about when Nina sings Mississippi Goddamn. And she's going to sing that in a minute. It's really, I mean, I can actually feel the intimidation coming out through the radio. So, again, this is Straight Ahead on a rainy, beautiful night in Los Angeles on the third month of the year 2006. This is March, the second Monday in March 2006. This is Straight Ahead on Kill Radio, killradio.org, internet only. Oh, yeah, email me, okay? Email me at Hassan. Email me at Hassan, J53@yahoo.com. Okay? And tell me what you think of Miss Nina Simone. Because I love Nina. Again, my email is Hassan. That's two S's. H-A-S-S-A-N. J53@yahoo.com. Hassan J53@yahoo.com. And this is Mr. Oliver Nelson in the background. And we're going to go back into this beautiful Nina Simone piece. Like I said, I brought some of my own Nina Simone collection in. We're going to hear some of my own personal stuff. And again, this show is called Straight Ahead. So let's go back into Mr. Oliver Nelson. And then we're going to segue back into this great Nina Simone radio audio biography. And yes, she's going to sing the famous Mississippi Goddamn.
Would be impressed by our behavior. Things so often went the other way. And Nina summed up the situation in a way that was shorter, sweeter, to the point than even our most eloquent speakers. She looked at the horror and she said, Mississippi, goddamn.
You love? And, of course, a couple of years ago
Egypt.
In Alabama. And at that time, we got the inspiration to do this song. But Dr. King's murder has left me so numb. I don't know where I'm at, really. Of course, you heard this song that was composed by Gene Taylor, especially for today. But I hope that between now and the end of the year, it'll all be together enough that we will have songs that go down in history for these wonderful brave people who are no longer with us. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Lurleen Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama has got me so upset, and Memphis has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. on my trail. Those school children sitting in jail. Black cat crossed my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. 'Cause I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about due. I've been there, so I know. You keep on saying go slow. Well, that's just the trouble.
No.
Washing the windows.
No.
Picking the cotton.
No.
Nothing but rotten.
No.
Too damn lazy.
No.
Thinking's crazy.
No.
Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know. I don't know. Just try to do my very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. 'Cause everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Now you heard him. He's one of you. If you have been moved at all, and you know my songs at all, for God's sakes, join me. Don't sit back there. The time is too late now. Good God. You know, the king is dead. The king of love is dead. I ain't about to be nonviolent, honey. Oh, no. Picket lines, school boycotts. They try to say it's a communist plot, but all I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. And I loved him because he believed it. He lived by it. But you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you stopped calling my mama Aunt Sadie. Hear me now. But my country is full of lies. We're all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust nobody anymore. Keep on saying go slow. That's just the trouble.
No.
Desegregation.
No.
Mass participation.
No.
Unification.
No.
Do things gradually.
No.
We'll bring more tragedy.
No.
To live next to me, just give me my equality. 'Cause everybody knows about Mississippi, everybody knows about Alabama, everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn. That's it.
Mississippi Goddamn became an anthem for the civil rights movement.
I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like my mama says. I sit around and mope, pretending that I am so wonderful, and knowing I'm a bird, I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm as starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing.
The truth, you went out with Bo and she ain't so slow. You've been gone too long, you've been gone too long, baby. I'm telling you, you've been gone too long. Thank you. here, baby, don't you push me around. Just do yourself a favor and get out of town. You've been gone too long. Yes, you've been gone too long. Baby, I'm telling you, you've been gone too long.
Okay, everybody, so you've been listening to, that was from my personal collection, the last two tunes you heard, that was vinyl, with the clicking you heard in the background, which I kind of like sometimes, and that was vinyl, that was from the amazing Nina Simone. And what record company is that? Let's see, and that way you can order this, and maybe, hopefully, her estate will get some money. This, the amazing Nina Simone, which... the two songs you just heard, the album that it was from a, wow, this company has had to have been bought and sold 30 times. It was a company called Colpix, a division of Columbia Pictures Corporation, and the catalog number was CP407. Okay, I'm sure this company's been bought and sold and merged with Columbia Music. It's the record company that put this album out, this Nina Simone album, is Colpix. It says here, a division of Columbia Pictures Corporation, and the catalog number is CP407, and this album came out in, this album had to come out in the 60s sometime. Great picture of Nina in one of those 60s business suits sitting on a stage, and it's called The Amazing Nina Simone. Those were the last two tunes you heard came from that album, and they were the great Willow Weep For Me. I love that song. And then you just heard Solitaire. And I cut that off because the biography that we were listening to, I have it on analog here in the Kill Radio Studios, and it was getting some static, and I don't want to put that much torture on your beautiful ears. I do a lot of analog cassette stuff here. my mother says I say too much. So anyway, this is killradio.org, internet-only radio. And our phone number is 213-252-0998. And this is Oliver Nelson in the background, Mr. Oliver Nelson from the great CD Blues in the Abstract Truth, which is a beautiful album. That's what's in the background. Who better to compliment Miss Nina Simone than Oliver Nelson? And on this Oliver Nelson CD, you got Eric Dolphy, Bill Evans, oh my God, Freddie Hubbard. And that's what you're hearing right now in the background. We're going to go into some Oliver Nelson for a couple seconds, and then we're going to go back to... I'm going to see if I can clear up this audio biography that I have on analog that where they're talking about Nina Simone. It was getting real staticky, and I didn't want to torture your ears, but we're going to be going into the second half of Straight Ahead in a few minutes, the second hour, so I'll be breaking up these archives. And my name is Hassan, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, drizzly night in Los Angeles. In the winter, I love the winters in Los Angeles. Here on killradio.org, internet only.
You know, we mentioned Lorraine Hansberry, and Langston Hughes was absolutely a part of that. And, you know, one of the common links between all of them, of course, was their desire for civil rights and their being fundamentally part of the civil rights movement.
Nina collaborated on a song that spoke to the movement with her great friend, poet and playwright, Langston Hughes.
And the song is pretty raw. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, there's no doubt what she's saying. And, I don't know which part of it was Langston Hughes' writing, which part was Nina's, but it's clearly a very strong statement for the time. And may be just as relevant now. I don't know. I don't know what Nina would say about that. She probably would agree. She probably says that in the light of certain recent events, you know, there are of course all the conversations people have about Katrina and Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, and you know the failure of the government to respond because the population was primarily African American. And I'm sure Nina would have said the Backlash Blues probably had as much was as relevant for that as it was for the time that she wrote that was written.
Son to Vietnam. You give me second class houses, second class schools. Do you think that all colored people are just second class fools? Mr. Backlash, I'm gonna leave you with the blues. Yes, I am. When I try to find a job to earn a little cash, your mean old white backlash. But the world is big, big and bright and round, and it's full of other folks like me who are black, yellow, beige and brown. Mr. Backlash, I'm gonna leave you with the blues. Yes, I am.
Simone wrote many, many songs. Music journalist David Nathan.
Nina didn't really start flourishing as a songwriter until the, I would say, mid-60s. Her earliest work was really interpretations of other people's material. But as she became much more deeply involved with the civil rights movement, she started to express that with compositions of her own, such as Mississippi Goddamn, and then later Four Women, and then later after that, Young, Gifted, and Black. So she was a great storyteller, I mean, in everything she did. So I think that inevitably some of the songs she wrote had that storytelling quality to them.
Whether she wrote them or not, the songs were Nina's. For a number of years, Malcolm X's widow, Betty Shabazz, and her daughters were neighbors to Nina. Years later, the eldest daughter, Atala, recalls a conversation she had with Auntie Nina about her songs.
I said, do you realize that there are people who use you as an adjective?
An adjective.
And I said, yeah, you know, like if you see somebody you like go across the room, you want to sing a Nina Simone song. Or if you're mad at somebody, you want to sing a Nina Simone song. If you've got a point to make, for instance, you want to sing a Nina Simone song. So she started to laugh. I said, there are all kinds of people, some who look like you and some who don't, who make reference to you, who pull out a lyric, a line, to fill up their own gap, to caress themselves, because you just laid it on the line. You weren't thinking about performance or delivery, just truth. Here it is.
Nina Simone.
And I also want to talk about a friend who I miss more and more every day, every day. It seems that she comes alive more and more every day, for there are all kinds of things written about her each day more and more. And I'm talking about Lorraine Hansberry. Gray. In this month's Esquire, you will find two articles about her. And of course, you know who she is. Mm-hmm. Take that. And there is a play downtown, at least it was when we left, called To Be Young, Gifted. It's still there. And it's called To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. It's a story of her life, and we, Weldon Irving and I, got together and composed a tune in memory of her. And I think that very soon now, maybe four or five weeks, I won't be able to sing it anymore. For each time I do it, she comes a little closer and I miss her a little bit more. So, for her, for she is here with us and she approves, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, and we invite the swordsmen. Did you enjoy them? To come back on stage and help us do this song for you. Our latest song is on 45, RCA Victor. Now, it is not addressed primarily to white people, though it does not put you down in any way. It simply ignores you. For my people need all the inspiration and love that they can get. So since this house is full and there are 22 million blacks in this country, I only want 1 million to buy this record. You understand? To be young, gifted, and black. Oh, what a lovely, precious dream. To be young, gifted, and black. Open your heart to what I mean. In the whole world, you know, there's a million boys and girls who are
strong and free. Make us free from exploitation and strife. Cause nothing is more precious in life. West wind, with your splendor, take my people by the hand. Spread your glory, sunshine. Unify my promised land. Hey, unify us and don't divide us. Don't divide us no more, Lord. We don't need it. Don't divide us. Unify us, and don't divide us. Let us get it together, Lord. Let us not fight over trivials. Let us learn how to love ourselves first. Unify us. Hear me, West Wind. Thanks, can hear me and help me. Oh.
Politics drew attention. Artist and writer Camille Yarborough.
3 times, because of what she was saying on the stage and because of the racial tension in this country at that time.
Let me stomp away.
Okay, you know what you guys were just listening to a few minutes ago was Nina singing "To Be Young, Gifted, and Black." And boy, again, this is Kill Radio, you guys. And let's see, what you were listening to a few minutes ago was Nina Simone singing "To Be Young, Gifted, and Black." And I that song brought back so many memories from my high school. I think, and my junior senior year, that was the homecoming song, and it was. And boy, did that song bring back memories. It seemed like just yesterday we played that song for like 2 weeks straight. And this is Kill Radio, internet only. And what we're hearing in the background right now is another classic, Nina Simone. This is so freaking beautiful. It's called Summertime. No, this is hold on.
as jumpy as the puppet on
a Okay,
string.
No, it's not what I thought it was. It's not what. Evidently, I have the wrong album cover here. Springfield. Whenever I hear this, I have to sing in the background. But this is the vinyl, what we're listening to right now, and it's on the, again, the Gold Pick label, which it says a division of Columbia Pictures Corporation. This is my vinyl you're listening to in the background. And what is the name of this song? I'm going to stop this for a minute just to look, because I know it. I should know it. Spring Fever. This is might as well be spring. Yes. Wow. So I'm going to start this again. And this, what you're listening to here is purely classic Nina Simone singing Spring Fever as I dangle this needle. Okay, here on killradio.org. Internet only. Our phone number is 213-252-0998. With Nina Simone in the background. It's a Nina Simone birthday night. Her birthday was last week. Kill Radio, tell a friend. And my name is Hassan, and this show's called Straight Ahead. Every Monday night at midnight. And tonight we're doing all Nina Simone.
The things I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like my mama says, I sit around and mope, pretending that I am so wonderful, and knowing I'm a dove. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street. From a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin or a bluebird on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well. Thank you.
You've been gone much too long. Baby, I'm telling you, you've been gone too long. Now I got a guy loves to stay home at night. He really knows how to treat me right. You've been gone too long. You've been gone too long. Baby, I'm telling you, you've been gone too long. Now you went out with Ruth, and you know that's the truth. You went out with Flo, and she ain't so slow. You've been gone too long. You've been gone too long. Baby, I'm telling you, you've been gone too long. Baby, don't you push me around. Just do yourself a favor and get out of town. You've been gone too long. Yes, you've been gone too long. Baby, I'm telling you, you've been gone too long.
And let's see, I'm trying to get these CD players working here in the Kill Radio Studios. So we're going to go back to Oliver Nelson for a little while, and then we're going to start the second hour of Straight Ahead, as I'm doing everything manual again. There's no engineers at Kill Radio. I got to quit using that excuse on this rainy night in Los Angeles. Rainy night in Los Angeles in the year 2006, March. What is this? Second Monday in March 2006. And let's go back to a little Oliver Nelson from the great album, excuse me, Blues and the Abstract Truth with Eric Dolphy. And we're going to go into the second part of the evening, and It's going to continue to be a Nina Simone evening, a Nina Simone birthday party here at Kill Radio. KillRadio.org, internet only. Oh, and you know something? I think I played this album twice for you tonight, too, this Nina Simone album. I think I played it for you twice. So excuse me, I just love Nina Simone so much. And again, this is Oliver Nelson in the background. And let me give you the name of this company who put this vinyl out that I just played. Again, that was the that was from the amazing Nina Simone, and it was a company called Colpix. They're a division of Columbia Pictures Corporation, and the catalog number is CP Charlie Pacific 407. So just maybe if you buy that CD tomorrow, if you run down to Amoeba Records in Los Angeles and buy that, Miss Simone's estate will get a maybe it'll get a tiny bit. When Amoeba orders all their big cases of Nina Simone product, so go down to try and all you people who are on the internet and know how to look for stuff like this on Google. This album that I just played was called The Amazing Nina Simone. Called The Amazing Nina Simone. I turned down the board a little bit. And again, the record company is called Colpix, a division of Columbia Pictures. Catalog number CP407. And I have one more album I'm going to play by them before the night's over. That's called Nina Simone at Town Hall. That's also a Colpix album. Oh, and Colpix is spelled Col-Pix. Yeah. Okay. And I think Nina Simone would have liked Kill Radio, you guys. I really do.